All right, if you're heading out to the airport, let's go to the senior public communications specialist. We call her Dana Shield. She shields us from danger all the time. Dana, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Your voice sounds exactly the same as it does in the afternoon. Are you a morning person or afternoon?
I would probably say I'm more of an afternoon person.
So am I.
But I've had coffee.
But I'm making the adjustment. You know, when you have to get up at 2:30, it definitely comes very, very fast. And I just happened to start the show with Shannon just as spring forward happened. So anyway, speaking of spring, you know, spring break travel is upon us right now. There's going to be a lot of travelers moving through the Colorado Springs Airport. What are some of the benefits of flying out of the airport, and are you bracing for that spring break travel?
Yeah, you know, the last few weeks of March tend to be that peak spring break travel period, so we are seeing an influx in traffic, and we'll continue to see that through the end of the month. And I think one of the benefits of flying out of the airport for spring break is, obviously the Colorado Springs Airport is way easier to travel through than some larger airports, and a little bit more stress-free, and, you know, your travel can be stressful enough, so you want to start your spring break, on a good note. So, and I think too, you know, parking is really close and affordable and easy, and security line is quick to get through, and we have some great food and beverage options. So all in all, I think it's a really great place to start your vacation. And always just like to share that when we do expect an influx in traffic, like we do during these peak travel times during spring break, just to make sure you get to the airport at least a couple hours or 90 minutes before your flight leaves, just so you have enough time to park and get through security and check in or check a bag, whatever you need to do, just since there will be more people around than there normally is.
And there's some BWI and SWA and MSP acronyms. Those are important to the new routes that are coming to Colorado Springs. What are those acronyms and what do they mean to us?
Yeah, so BWI is Baltimore Washington International Airport, so in the D.C. area in Baltimore. Southwest will begin start nonstop service there in June. So June 4th is when service will begin, which is a huge win for our community, especially with so many folks who need to go to the D.C. area. So we're really excited about that flight starting over the summer. So that is Baltimore Washington International Airport, so BWI. From Southwest, and then Minneapolis, St. Paul, those flights are going to be coming back over the summer as well in early June. Both Sun Country and Delta will begin seasonal service to Minneapolis, St. Paul, so MSP. That'll start in June as well. And then we have Avelo bringing back their Los Angeles, Hollywood, Burbank flight in an end of May. So we've got a lot of flights coming up end of May, beginning of June. So summer, we have a lot of really great service options that we're excited about.
Right, because when you have those direct flights, that gives you maybe a little bit of added incentive to sign up for a weekend getaway or something like that, because it makes it so much easier than having a layover somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, I think too, I actually really enjoy making connecting flights. I think it depends on your travel style, but we do have some really great nonstop options. But I also think we have some really good options to major hubs like Dallas and Chicago and Houston that make making those layovers a little bit easier and more seamless than, maybe a longer layover somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. I went to Mexico once with a layover in Houston, and it was actually perfect, you know, because it was a relatively medium-sized first flight, and then a not so long second flight, as opposed to maybe hopping on up to Denver and having a really long flight all the way down to Mexico.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No doubt. We've got about 20 seconds. That fire out there, that really didn't impact anything out there, did it?
No, I just wanted to share that, obviously our fire department is doing an amazing job and they are great in sharing all the information, but if there ever is a wildfire that impacts operations, the airport will let everyone know about it. So we had a lot of folks call about the smoke. So just wanted to let everyone know that we'll let everyone know if operations get impacted from anything like that.
Okay, very good. Dana, thanks for the time. As always, great to hear your voice this morning. Senior Public Communications Specialist with the Colorado Springs Airport. We'll look forward to the next time.
Thank you both.